It's time now for how you built that. And today's story comes from Lynn, Massachusetts, where two sisters have perfected a family recipe.
I make the stuffings.
That's Casey White.
And I make the dough.
And that's her sister, Vanessa. And the dough and the stuffing, they are for pierogies, those Polish dumplings filled with cheese and potatoes, sometimes sausage. Their grandfather used to sell them at the family deli in Western Massachusetts.
In middle school, I would go there on Saturdays and help pinch pierogies, and we always had them in our freezer, kind of like our Kraft macaroni and cheese, except we just had frozen pierogies.
And when Vanessa and Casey went off to college, their mom would bring them coolers full of pierogies from the deli. And by the time they graduated, they were still eating them, and their friends were too. And sure, they could get pierogies at Trader Joe's or wherever, but who wanted those?
There wasn't really anyone making pierogies like family used to make. And we finally said, it was one of those ideas where you're like, someone's definitely gonna do this. And then we realized after a while that no one was really, we don't, maybe we should do it.
Maybe they should make pierogies and sell them. Okay, so at this point, it was 2015, and Vanessa and Casey's grandfather was no longer alive, but he had written all of his recipes out by hand. So they went to the deli, and they got them.
We brought them back to my house and caked my table in flour.
And so began the pierogi making. For 10 hours every Sunday, Vanessa would do the dough.
It should be not too thick, not too chewy.
And Casey would do the fillings.
We started with three flavors. We started with potato and cheese, the pineapple and cheese, and sweet potato caramelized onion.
Wait, I do not believe they grow pineapples in Poland.
It is very strange.
Yes, definitely not something you would find back in the old country, but it actually was one of their grandfather's recipes. Anyway, every weekend, Casey and Vanessa would make the pierogies, freeze them, and then sell them at the farmer's market in Melrose, Massachusetts.
We went to our first farmer's market with about 50 boxes and sold out in an hour and realized that there was a market.
And one reason they were selling so fast?
I think dumplings are the ultimate comfort food, whether it's ravioli or it's empanadas or it's Asian dumplings. It's a very nostalgic food.
So anyway, all that year, Vanessa and Casey would make and sell pierogies on the weekend and then go to their office jobs during the week.
But there was a point where we had to go to the next step because we were just making only, you know, we could only make so much in that long 10-hour day. We couldn't grow it unless we kind of took the leap of faith. So we quit our jobs.
And after taking that leap, the sisters moved their pierogi operation from Vanessa's house to a commercial kitchen in Gloucester, Massachusetts. They hired a few people to help them make more pierogies, but Vanessa, she is still doing the dough.
Stretching it out, running it through the dough sheeter, and then cutting those circles, thousands of circles a day, for the rest of our staff to fill and pinch.
Vanessa and Casey call their company Jaju Pierogies. Jaju is the Polish word for grandfather. This month, they're about to open their first storefront in Somerville, Massachusetts. And by the end of the summer, they're hoping to sign a deal that would get their frozen pierogies into major grocery chains across the Northeast. And by the way, that pineapple and cheese stuffing, they no longer make it.
Apparently people don't like pineapple with their cheese. Like, we went to Poland a few years back and neither of us saw pineapple on any menu.
If you want to learn more about Jaju pierogies, head to our new podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing from you.